Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Steve. At 10 in the morning now, 8:50 here on this Monday morning. Three big things. Three. Olympics men's basketball, France 83, U.S. 76. Two. Sedgwick County EMS Director Dr. John Gallagher resigns. One. House panel is ready to begin hearings on the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Gasoline prices start off the week unsettled. At least they're in a downward motion. The high price I'm still seeing out there, some places still $2.99 a gallon. But I'm seeing just about every price between there and the low end that we're seeing is in Park City, $2.85 at 61st Street North and I-135. But you'll see pretty much every price in between those as well. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly sunny with a 30% chance for rain today and a high of 92 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 72. Tuesday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high, 95 degrees. Now partly cloudy, calm, and 73 degrees. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Amazon is telling its customers who complain about service that it will see them in court, maybe.
In an email to customers, Amazon says it will end the use of private and often secretive arbitration to settle disputes with customers, opting to tell them they can bring their disputes to a federal courtroom. While a reason for the change in policy isn't being publicized, some surmise that since the company is facing numerous complaints about its Alexa AI and its Echo smart speakers, going to court might be less expensive for the retail giant than paying for the arbitration. Evan Brown, Fox News.
Stocks rallied to records on Wall Street Friday, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above the 35,000 level for the first time. The Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all finished with gains of better than 1% for the week. The Dow closed up 238 points Friday, the S&P up 44, and the NASDAQ up 152 points. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the United States shipped 22 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine to other countries last week. The total was a weekly record as vaccines went to 23 countries. Now a look at business news from the Wichita Business Journal here on this Monday morning. After performing more than 30,000 eye surgeries over 26 years in Wichita, corneal transplant surgeon Dasa Gandagar has left Green Vision Group to become Assistant Dean for Clinical Education at the Kansas Health Science Center, which is preparing to open the Kansas College of Osteopathic Medicine in a little more than a year. Gangadhar makes the move partly out of choice, partly out of necessity, after himself having a vision issue that will no longer allow him to perform corneal transplants and cataract transplants. As workers return to the office after COVID-19 and the local labor force grows, there is an increasing demand for child care in the Wichita area. But that comes as the supply dynamics of the equation were already contracting and has led to full child care centers and long waiting lists around town. We have been blessed to be full and with a waiting list since October 2020, says Lori Gobel, director of Sunrise Christian Child Care. Compounding the demand for child care centers like Sunrise has been a decline in other daycare options over the past 2 years. And a request to amend an existing community unit plan points to plans to build a self-storage facility and a new complex duplex neighborhood at Kellogg and 135th Street West. And the community plan totals 51 acres, includes land south of Kellogg, at about a quarter of a mile east of 135th Street. And that's business news from the Wichita Business Journal this morning. 8:50, coming up at 8:54, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And You can imagine having a bear attack and stalk you for about a week. That was the deal for an Alaskan miner in the tundra near Nome.
And yeah, says, you don't want this to happen.
And it says a bear hassled him seven straight nights before he was fished out of woods by a Coast Guard helicopter. Chopper spotted the SOS sign atop his cabin. When the chopper circled back, the man waved his arms to signal for help. Coast Guard says the man suffered an injury to his leg and a bruised torso. So the bear was stalking him.
Be the last time he uses that honey-scented aftershave.
No, better watch it out there in the woods. National Bagel Fest Day, recognizing the kosher carbohydrate. North Americans love this crunchy on the outside and chewy in the middle bread. Served with a variety of toppings, bagels also come in diverse flavors. In most communities, bagel shops are a staple across the country. And this is a Polish Jewish immigrant introduced the bagel to the United States way back when. So the bagel. And I like mine with what was it, cream cheese. Oh, man.
Yeah, cream cheese is pretty good
on bagel.
That's
good. And they're chewy. They're chewy.
They are.
You got those places that have been cropped up in the shopping centers over the years. And an entire new generation. My kids found out what bagels were. So It's National Bagel Fest Day.
Celebrate. Bagel Fest.
Celebrate. Have a bagel. There you go. All right, it's 8:55, Steve and Ted, coming up on the Glenn Beck program this morning. Fauci opens the door to possible booster shots for some folks. That's going to be one of the topics of conversation with Glenn Beck this morning. At 9 o'clock, top of the hour news, we're going to talk about the House panel that's ready to begin hearings on the January 6th attack on the Capitol. That's at 9 o'clock this morning here on KNSS. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, The Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Today's high 92 degrees, right now 73.
The biggest and best gun show in...
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.